This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is appealing to the Taliban to return to negotiations for a peaceful solution to the conflict in the country. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, it came as fighting continued around the city of Kunduz.
Afghan security forces and armed citizens clashed with Taliban fighters on the outskirts of Kunduz on Saturday in a bid to drive them out of the northern city. Video footage obtained by Reuters showed armed citizens and Afghan forces at the battlefield on the outskirts of the city, with gunfire heard in the background. Taliban gains have been especially dramatic in northern provinces, where they had long been kept at bay. Most Kunduz districts have now fallen to the Taliban. The Islamist insurgents have been advancing for weeks in an offensive that has accelerated as the US pulled out of its main base, effectively ending its two-decade intervention in the country.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Nearly 4 years after a deadly white supremacist rally rocked the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, Confederate statues that helped spark the conflict have been taken down. Work to remove the statues of General Robert E. Lee and his Lieutenant General Thomas Stonewall Jackson began early Saturday morning. Nakia Walker is Charlottesville's mayor.
Today, the statue comes down, and we're one small step closer to a more perfect union.
Saturday's removal of the Lee and Jackson statues comes nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the infamous Unite the Right rally. Heather Heyer, a peaceful counter-protester, died in the violence, which sparked a national debate over racial equity. Former U.S. President Donald Trump further inflamed the problem by insisting that there was blame on both sides. This is VOA News. Russia is facing a surge of coronavirus cases and, with it, deaths. We get more from Reuters' Emily Wither.
The country reporting 752 coronavirus-related deaths on Saturday, the most confirmed in a single day since the pandemic began. It pushes the national death toll to over 142,000. The Coronavirus Task Force also reported over 25,000 new coronavirus cases, including over 5,000 in Moscow alone. Authorities are struggling to suppress a surge in infections, blamed on the more contagious Delta variant. Officials have also been trying to encourage Russians to get vaccinated, since infections began rising steeply last month. Demand for vaccination has been slow, but authorities say it's picking up significantly. The health minister said almost 30 million people had received the first dose of a coronavirus vaccine.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. About 40 protesters gathered in Tokyo Saturday calling for the Tokyo 2020 Games to be canceled as the Olympics are set to open in just 2 weeks. Participants in the demonstration gathered in front of a five-star hotel in the capital where the International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach is staying, chanting, "No more Olympics." Japan declared a state of emergency on Thursday that would last through the Games, fearing an ongoing COVID-19 surge will multiply during the Olympics, which open July 23rd. A large explosion in Somalia's capital killed at least 9 people and injured 8 others, according to health officials. A doctor at the Medina Hospital told reporters that the toll reflected only the dead and wounded who were taken to the facility in Mogadishu, where he works. He said the actual toll was likely higher as victims were rushed to other hospitals. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility. A Somali police spokesman said Mogadishu's police commissioner was the target of the attack, but he was safe. It was the second such large explosion in the city this month. A blast targeting a tea shop killed at least 10 people last week. Supporters of former South African President Jacob Zuma are protesting his imprisonment, burning trucks, commercial property, and blocking major roads in KwaZulu-Natal province. They are demanding that he be released from prison. Zuma started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court earlier this week. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.